So we've moved from the busy outside world now into the gallery itself, and I'm standing before a painting of the Annunciation by Fra Lippi, and he's a painter of the 15th century, really just at the beginning of the Renaissance. And this is a beautiful painting of the Annunciation. But just as we move from a busy outside world into a quieter interior, it's the way in which art, all art in a sense, requires us to be attentive, to take time, to find a quieter moment in ourselves or a quieter space in ourselves, to let it speak to us. And of course, in this painting of the Annunciation, what we see is Mary, who has found that quiet space, so that she, strangely moving inside herself, is actually open to whoever or whatever comes to her. The painting gives us that sense of interiority and exteriority of the natural world and the world that we create just by the different environments. The angel is also reverent and attentive, but in the natural world, a world which is filled with the flowers and coming into bloom, he carries the lily, which is a sign too of the purity that he's bringing, and also of course of Mary's purity. But interestingly, Mary herself is in a very finely structured space. You notice the way in which Lippi has, in the floor and in the perspective, has introduced this, almost the geometry, so that one world, the world that we create, and the natural world mirror and complement each other. And of course, what's also happening in this is the way in which the supernatural world, the world of God's messenger, of the angel, comes into all our spaces, both natural and supernatural. And so Mary is waiting to receive that word, that invitation, which of course will define her life. At the very top of this, you see that finger of God, and also then you can see the dove, which is descending and hovering over her womb, bringing its new creativity, just as the dove hovers over the whole of creation, the Spirit hovers over all of creation, bringing God's beauty and order out of the chaos of incoherent matter. As we stand and contemplate this picture, I suppose it's an invitation to us as we begin our journey of faith. Mary was also beginning her journey. It wasn't maybe one that she'd chosen for herself, but it was one that she was invited to. And I suppose it's the capacity, faith creating that opportunity, that we need to take time to listen deeply and to what's happening in us and what's happening around us. Because it's there that God will speak to us, that God will call us. And, of course, always, what is our response?